listening to Insight Wednesday of Law and Gospel on this May the 13th in the year of our Lord 2015. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and what we're going to be talking about is the horrible effects of same-sex marriage. If you want to talk about this in the St. Louis area, the number is 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. I could hardly believe it yesterday. I'm watching television, and they have an advertisement by Wells Fargo. Now, Wells Fargo, it does mortgages, I believe. It's a bank, etc. What it had a little girl, and we soon found out she was an orphan, and she was deaf. And there are two women who come up to her, and they just are learning sign language. And they say something to her like, I love you, we love you, this kind of thing. And then they say, and now you have met your two new mommies. About fell out of my chair. I mean, it's bad enough that she's an orphan. It's bad enough that she's deaf. Now, she's not going to have a father in her life. Now, you may say, oh, that's kind of ridiculous. Well, I think it's ridiculous for a bank to be pushing gay marriage and gay families, which is an abomination before Almighty God. You see, if you're a Christian, all you need is the Bible, and that should convince you. But the problem is, we are getting more and more nuns in the world. Now, that's not N-U-N-S. I'm not talking about a Roman Catholic nun. I'm talking about N-O-N-E-S. People who no longer attend church. We're going to be looking at that as more and more of a higher percentage stop going to church. Now, I've analyzed those polls, and here's what I've discovered. And we'll leave the rest for another time. When you see the churches they're leaving, I'd be leaving them too. Because they don't have the proper message of law and gospel. Many of them are legalistic. Many of them are like very popular folks on the radio like Warren or Joel Osteen. And these things simply don't work. So it doesn't surprise me that more and more people are leaving church services, because most of them are contrary to the word of God in some way. Just turn on evangelical radio and you'll see a huge difference between KFUO, which preaches word and sacrament, in contrast to evangelicalism, where, as I said yesterday, somebody said, well, if you pray, then you find out what God's will is for you and then go do it. As though prayer is a private conversation between you and God, and you get your information from your prayer. Well, I don't want to get into that. What I want to get into is, how do we speak to those who aren't Christian to show them that same-sex marriage between two homosexuals is really contrary to God's will? Okay, you can't use the Bible because they don't believe the Bible. So what you do is you use what we call natural law. For example, I don't really care what your faith is in regard to jumping out of a window and being able to fly. Now, there are occasions where people have been drugged and they think they can fly. They jump out of the window and guess what happens? Yeah, they fall to the ground. You see, it's called gravity. When God created the world, he put in place natural laws. Gravity is one of them. But when it comes to marriage, it's very clear in the scripture. There isn't one occasion where God permits marriage between people of the same gender. Not one. That a man should leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. Even in the New Testament, in Ephesians, when it's talking about marriage, the male is to the wife as Christ is to the church. That is, he's willing to sacrifice himself for her desires and her needs. And the wife is to the husband as the church is to Christ. So, never in the Bible does there give the opportunity or the even slight inclination that people of the same gender should be married. Now, the point I'm making, therefore, is that under God's built-in laws, when a child does not have both a father and a mother, problems ensue. And I think that's one of the approaches that we can show. And we've already got a number of countries that have okayed gay marriage. For instance, in Canada, a small group of, well, it was the Supreme Court and such, they okayed it, even though the vast majority of people are against it. Because it's a country from that point of view, a socialist country, and therefore the people don't even have a voice. And you need to understand what has happened in Canada during the past 10 years when gay marriage has been okayed. All you need to do is go to Google, that's the computer, and put in gay marriage in Canada. And you'll run into article after article of the devastation that is occurring. And we're going to touch on one of them. Well, for example, I'm reading from an article. The new definition of marriage has a profound impact on the welfare of children. A large body of social scientific research indicates that children thrive best with a mother and father who teach them gender identity and sex role expectations. In fact, in France, they had a group who criticized the French for wanting to go to same-sex marriage, because it had so many ill effects on children. If you want to know what happens when you don't have a mother and a father, take a look at Chicago, where many youth are just killing each other. Weekend after weekend, there's a large amount of murders. And I'll tell you, those folks are coming from families that often don't have fathers, either because of wedding out of wedlock, marriage out of wedlock, or whatever. Now, in congregations that I have pastored, I did have single-parent families. And when that single-parent family is involved with a proper church, it was really quite amazing to me, and most of them were were women, how well they did in raising their children. But the children had to be attending Sunday school, vacation Bible school, etc. And some of them did a fine job without a husband. Because sometimes you're a widow. Your husband may die in a car accident. So there you have a family. But it's become so important that you know you can join groups, if you're a male, where you get attached to certain young people in order to help them through life, because they don't have fathers. This is how important it is. Now, what I received from one of my listeners is an article by Dawn Stefanowicz. She's a Canadian. And here's what she writes. I'm just going to touch on some of the items. Americans need to understand that the end game of the gay rights movement involves centralized state power and the end of First Amendment freedoms. Now, if I had told you on the radio 10 years ago that there was a time coming when you would be forced to go against your Christian conscience in doing something, and if you didn't do it, the government would fine you, that would sound ridiculous in the United States of America, because we have a First Amendment right of free speech. Well, guess what? In Indiana, a bakery refused to do cakes for a gay marriage because it was contrary to their conscience to write on there what they wanted to, what the people wanted them to write. They were charged, fined over $150,000. And that's in the United States of America. If you want to know what we're heading for, if the Supreme Court okays gay marriage, all you need to do is read this article. A warning from Canada. Same-sex marriage erodes fundamental rights. Now, Don writes, I am one of six children of gay parents who recently filed amicus briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the court to respect the authority of citizens to keep the original definition of marriage, a union between one man and one woman, to the exclusion of all others, so that, now here it comes, children may know and may be raised by their biological parents. She says, I live in Canada. Same marriage was federally mandated in 2005. In fact, I remember that day. It occurred on a Sunday. I was actually in Saskatchewan doing 4 days of a seminar with pastors, Lutheran pastors in that area, when that law came into effect. I met nobody in Saskatchewan who agreed with what the Supreme Court mandated. Nobody. Now, Dawn was a daughter of a gay father who died of AIDS, and she described her experience in her book, Out From Under the Impact of Homosexual Parenting. Isn't that an interesting title? Over 50 children who were raised by gay parents have communicated with her and shared her concerns. Many of them struggle with their own sexuality and sense of gender because of the influences in their household environments from homosexual parents. Now, she makes an important point. We have great compassion for people who struggle with their sexuality and gender identity. We love our parents. And yet when we go public with our stories, we often face ostracism, silencing, and threats. I mean, I've got a number of listeners in California who can tell you the kinds of threats against their churches by homosexual activists when they come out against this abomination. Here's what she says. I want to warn America to expect severe erosion of First Amendment freedoms if the U.S. Supreme Court mandates same-sex marriages. And what's your evidence for that? Well, take a look at what has happened in Canada for the last 10 years. She says they are truly Orwellian in nature and scope. Freedom of speech, press, religion, and association have suffered greatly due to government pressure. Because of legal restrictions on speech in Canada, if you say or write anything considered homophobic, including by definition anything questioning same-sex marriage, you can face discipline, termination of employment, or prosecution by the government. And we're already seeing that in the United States, and same-sex marriage isn't even legal yet. Why do police prosecute speech under the guise of eliminating hate speech when there are already existing legal remedies and criminal protections against slander, defamation, threats, and assault? Hate crimes like policies using their terms sexual orientation and gender identity create unequal protections in law, whereby protected groups receive more legal protection than other groups. Now, she has got a lot of stuff in this article that she wrote about what has happened in Canada. Children are considered like commodities that can be justifiably severed from their natural parentage and traded between unrelated adults. Children in same-sex households will often deny their grief and pretend they don't miss a biological parent, feeling pressured to speak positively due to the politics surrounding gay households. However, when children lose either of their biological parents because of death, divorce, adoption, etc., they experience a painful void. It is the same for us when our gay parents bring his or her same-sex partner into our lives. The partner can never replace our missing biological parent. In fact, as a pastor, every now and then, parents in the congregation will come and say, you know, we've never told our daughter she's adopted. When should we do that? And so they make a decision. They're going to tell their daughter, maybe 10 years old, 12 years old, maybe earlier. It really doesn't matter. What's the first thing the daughter wants to do? She wants to find her biological parents. It's built into people. You see, Over and over, they were told that permitting same-sex couples access to the designation of marriage will not deprive anyone of any rights. We hear this in the United States a lot. She says, and this is her quote, that is a lie. In other words, boy, things have really changed in Canada in regard to how marriage is defined and how they even speak about people. What do I mean by that? Well, language had to be changed. Language was changed in such a way that, for example, you can't talk about mother and father. No, you can only talk about parents. Gender-neutral language became legally mandated. It is discriminatory to assume a human being is male or female or heterosexual. Special non-gender-specific language is being used in media, government, workplaces, and especially schools in order to avoid appearing ignorant, homophobic, or discriminatory. In fact, unbeknownst to many parents, use of gender terms to describe husband and wife, father and mother, Mother's Day and Father's Day, and he and she is being steadily eradicated in Canadian schools. In fact, an American professor was interviewed by the American Conservative, that's a publication, and he questioned whether sexual autonomy is going to cost you your freedom. He said, "We are now at this point at which it is legitimate to ask if sexual autonomy is more important than First Amendment rights." Now, here's what's happening in Canada. Wedding planners, rental halls, bed and breakfast owners, florists, photographers, and bakers have seen their freedoms eroded, conscience rights ignored, and religious freedoms trampled in Canada. But it's not just about the wedding industry. She writes, anybody who owns a business may not legally permit his or her conscience to inform business practices or decisions if those decisions are not in line with the tribunal's decisions and the government's sexual orientation and gender identity non-discrimination laws. In the end, this means that the state basically dictates whether and how citizens may express themselves. In fact, Canadian media is restricted by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. I remember Dobson, every time he has a program about homosexuality, it's not allowed to be broadcast in Canada. In fact, things have happened where even the Roman Catholic Church was fined by the government for not permitting its hall to be used for a gay wedding. Now, people are saying, oh, that would never happen in the United States. I don't know if you heard the arguments, but what I was told, and you can go back and just see, when the president's lawyers appeared before the Supreme Court recently talking about gay marriage, they were asked the question, what would happen to a congregation that did not permit gay marriage? And the lawyer said they probably will lose their tax exemption, which is already happening in Canada. Any tax exemptions are being taken away by congregations that refuse to knuckle under the gay rights movement. In fact, there was a case of a man named Bill Watcott. He was arrested for speech in April 2014 after distributing pamphlets that were critical of homosexuality. Now, whether or not one agrees with what he says, you should not allow state-sanctioned gagging. In fact, books, DVDs, and other materials can be confiscated at the Canadian border if the materials are deemed hateful. So we've got books through Trellian Productions, my publishing company, where we talk about homosexuality and the Christian church. And we're also, you know, in support of people who are against gay marriage. So if I went going over to Canada and I had those books in my trunk, guess what? They could be taken out. She kind of concludes her article by saying, Americans need to prepare for the same sort of surveillance society in America if the Supreme Court rules to ban marriage as a male-female institution. It means that no matter what you believe, the government will be free to regulate your speech, your writing, your associations, and whether or not you may express your conscience. You see, the end game for the gay rights movement involves centralized states' power and the end of the First Amendment freedoms. Now, some people will be saying, wait a minute, I thought you Lutherans don't talk about politics. No, this isn't a political thing. We have Democrats and Republicans who agree with us and disagree with us on this issue. This is a moral thing. There's no reason that the church can't teach that if you think you can jump out of a window and fly, don't do it. That's not a political issue. That's just common sense. That's natural law. And so therefore, from the same point of view, and you can take a look at the horrible things that are happening in other countries that have okayed gay marriage. All kinds of terrible things are happening to children. And part of the reason is because the gay marriage is not natural from God's point of view. Which means, therefore, that children are really going to be hurt by gay marriage. Because God has set up a proper family to have a father and a mother. And in our church, where some families did not have either a father or mother, you had a single parent, the church works hard to help out in those families. There's after-school activities. We encourage them to come to the parochial school. Many churches give scholarships for those who have that kind of a need, a vacation Bible school, and many other things. Because the church recognizes that there's a real loss on the part of the children. In fact, even among heterosexual marriages, and there is a divorce, talk to those children. They often blame themselves for this. The fact of the matter is, if you have homosexual parents, you are going to be taught that which is contrary to God's will, not only according to the Bible, but also according to natural law. And when you go against natural law, there will be consequences, just like as when you go against the natural law of gravity. We believe, teach, and confess that children do best with both a mother and a father who are attentive to their needs. Oh, sure, you can show a number of areas where, yeah, they have a mother and father, and they still end up being arrested because the mother and father are off doing vacationing, leaving the children alone, not really giving quality time with them. Nothing is more important than bringing a child to God's house. But if many of the houses of God are teaching a God that is contrary to the Scripture, then I can understand why people no longer are going to church. They're not being fed properly. It would be like going to a buffet, and every time you get there, you take a look at the food, and it not only doesn't taste good, but you can see bacteria in it and other things, maybe bugs. Oh, who would ever return to that buffet? Now, sometimes it takes a while before you realize that a false church is really that kind of a buffet. We hear that most people go to Joel Osteen's church. They're there about 5 years and they drop away because, of course, the things he's saying just doesn't work. They don't work. They may work in his particular family. And with the kind of money that he brings in from gullible people, we can understand that. But that is why I just feel bad about this, but Lutheranism is the best kept secret in the world. Many a time I can tell another person of another denomination or religion what they believe, and they'll look at me and say, yep, that's what I believe. And then I say, what do I believe? And they never get it right. They never get it right. And that's why we would encourage you, if you're near a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod congregation, or a denomination in fellowship with us, You really need to attend an adult instruction to hear what the Word of God has to say. And there's a lot of in it, not only what the Bible has to say, but also about the natural consequences of going outside of God's setup. That's called sin, where the center of sin is I, where you become more important than God. And every time you sin, boy, bad things happen. That's the way God has built. If you want to know more about these items, don't hesitate to go to my website, lawandgospel101.com. And under products, you'll see some books. In fact, we hope to be putting up some more up there today on homosexuality, so you might have to wait till the end of the day, but they'll be up there and available. And we encourage you to join our membership site, where we have over 80 videos now that you can get one a week, and it's only $10. But during this month, we give you 8 free weeks. So please join. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about ascension. Till then, God bless.
Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.